The Vox Markets Podcast. Nothing in this podcast is intended as investment advice, and the people in this podcast may hold positions in the stocks they talk about. Do not buy anything based solely on a tip or recommendation. Please do your own research.
Medpal AI has gone from a run rate of zero to £8.6 million in just 9 months. But with that figure based on a single record month, the market is going to be asking or trying to understand the quality and the profitability and durability of that growth. Joining me to answer that question and much more is the founder and CEO, Jason Drummond. Jason, welcome.
Good morning, Martin.
So first of all, congratulations on the update. And as I mentioned there at the top, you've gone from zero to 8.6 million in annualized revenue in just 9 months. What's driven that rapid growth?
Well, I think, every pound we basically generate is repeat revenue. So everything from the NHS prescribing, the monthly treatment plans through New Health, new.co.uk, plus obviously now the new software business. So each month we start from the previous month's base, not from zero. So really what we're seeing is a compounding effect where our revenue is just building and building over very quickly over time. But obviously there's a huge amount of demand for the services. You know, our complete health operating system, which is one platform, which can, basically connects to prescribing, robotic dispensing, delivery, and now even administration at the bedside if we're in a care home. So all with AI-driven patient support. So I think there's big demand for the service. As you know, we invested very heavily in Saras Court, one of the biggest pharmacy distribution centres in the country. It's been designed for over 300,000 orders a month. We're already at 50,000 really, just through the NHS prescribing. So we only started marketing literally 3 weeks ago. So up until now, this business has been built with no marketing, which is incredible. So yeah, very exciting.
And it's interesting you mentioned that. I mean, the NHS dispensing, that's reached, a record of over 47,000 items in July. What do you think is driving those volumes and how much further can that operation scale?
I really believe in the NHS dispensing. We're just literally just starting. The NHS spends over 20 billion a year on medicine, over 10 billion just in primary care. A lot of that goes into care homes. We've talked a lot about our care home business, which we have a solution for care homes, which is so significantly better than what's out there. Historically, care homes got their pharmacy from community pharmacies. We can run it centrally for big warehouses. We can help cover the cost of their the software they use to administer medication to residents. So we have a great solution there. And I think really we're just beginning. That's got a huge potential. And obviously on the private patient, private prescriptions, we launched just a few weeks ago. We've gone from zero to significant revenue quite quickly.
And you mentioned there as well, only 3 weeks of marketing and New Health has generated more than £180,000. I mean, what does that early response tell us about the opportunity in weight management here?
Well, it's a huge opportunity. One molecule, tirzepatide, which is basically the Mounjaro product in the UK, it had revenues last year bigger than the combined revenues of OpenAI and Anthropic just for one product. So, the opportunity here is huge. Even Novo Nordisk and Eli Lilly say that we're only about 7% penetration of the potential market in the UK, which is a huge market. We're told it's the second biggest market after North America. So, yeah, that's just beginning. We saw the oral pill come into the market a few weeks ago, which gives people just a different option, the way that they can manage weight loss rather than having to do the injectable. So yeah, huge demand. As I mentioned, we've gone from zero to over eight and a half million run rate revenue literally in a matter of months with almost zero marketing spend. So yeah, still a long way to go.
But you've now got sort of the NHS prescriptions, you've got private prescriptions, and you've got the SaaS subscriptions all operating together. How does that change the growth profile of the group?
Well, I think they all feed off each other is the interesting point, which we alluded to in the announcement. So, for example, the private patients that come in, maybe they come in for weight loss, but they can nominate MedPal as their NHS provider for NHS prescriptions. So we can obviously we can get their NHS prescriptions as well as their private prescriptions. So it all feeds off each other really, which is really interesting. So again, customers or patients which are on NHS prescriptions, we can potentially give them both prescribing and dispensing of private prescriptions as well. So everything feeds off each other. And you know, the acquisition of EMRX, even though it wasn't a huge acquisition, it's a very nice profitable business. It's growing you know, extensively, but it completed our health operating system for care homes, because now we can literally, I believe we're the only company in the UK now that can track right the way from the point to which the GP issues the prescription, because we have NHS contracts, we're connected to the NHS spine. We literally can dispense the medication, ship the medication into the care homes, and then we actually now own the software platform that then delivers the medication to the resident literally at the bedside and tracks the performance. So we have a solution which is really, really exciting. I think this is going to grow extensively from here.
I mean, obviously, so what you're saying is cross-selling is going to be a major part of this strategy. And I
Correct.
would assume that investors, well, we've already seen a strong top-line momentum. What should they now look for as the key milestones over the remainder of 2026?
Well, I think you know, we came to the market in August of last year. It's hard to imagine that we haven't been a public company for a year yet. It's less than a year, and we've done an awful lot in that time. I had this vision of building a platform that didn't really exist in the market, this health operating system, again, the ability to prescribe robotic dispensing, a very, very low cost dispensing capability, which makes it very difficult to compete with us. So we can really add a lot of volume within existing facilities without adding much cost. We invested millions of pounds in that infrastructure last year in the belief that once we had the platform up and running, we would get the customers. And here we are getting the customers. Really, from here on, and it's all about revenue growth. So, you know, you're going to see us very aggressively in the market, acquiring customers, private patients, you know, aggressively scaling the NHS business into care homes. We have a solution there, which you know, basically it's all about getting better patient outcomes. I mean, at the moment, it's an incredible statistic, but there's over 500,000 basic people in care homes. By the NHS's own data, 250,000 A&E visits, of which you know 35 to 40% are avoidable due to medication. We just avoid, we stop that from happening. The robotic dispensing is five nines accurate, which is, you know, better than actually a pharmacist dispensing in terms of statistically. And then we have the software, which means it's effectively impossible to give the patient in a care home the wrong medication. So we're creating great, you know, basically great user and patient outcomes. And you know, I think once people understand that, then you know you're going to be looking for MedPal in the care home. You're going to be looking for NeueHealth for private prescriptions. You know, basically you'll be able to be prescribed a huge amount of medication effectively for free. You know, you can avoid basically 2 weeks wait going to see a GP, come to MedPal, and you know, get your private NHS prescriptions.
Well, Jason, congratulations again on an impressive month. And well, it's been an impressive 11 months so far, hasn't it? So I'm sure investors are going to be following the story very closely and excited for the next update. So thank you very much for your time this morning.
Thank you, Martin.
The Vox Markets Podcast. Nothing in this podcast is intended as investment advice, and the people in this podcast may hold positions in the stocks they talk about. Do not buy anything based solely on a tip or recommendation. Please do your own research.